Actually, I wrote my essay because I wanted to tell my people and the world about my experience here in the U.S. The United States was the first country I visit. So when I get the scholarship to study here, when I arrived here in 2013 with my family, I was, you know, having very scary expectation about, the culture, the language. You know, this is my first experience. So my experience actually was positive because with time I realized that I can not only survive, but I will also thrive. I think that was because not only knowing the English language, but also believing in intercultural communication and believing in the multicultural sense of communication. And I wanted to convey a message to other people that bilingualism, multilingualism, is not only something that complementary for people, but it is essential to create mutual understanding among the people, because I believe language is the only means where we can convey our ideas, no matter what.
And now, if I'm correct, your PhD, one of the things that you're looking at is language and social media. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. Now my research for the PhD is, I understand that not everybody could afford to travel. Because, you know, sometimes they say input in learning a second language is important. For example, people in the Middle East, if they want to learn English very perfectly, they have to travel to the U.S. or another English-speaking community. But I believe that technology has potential in this respect. So this is also another experience, because before I arrived in the U.S., I was using some social media like the Facebook of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, and I was communicating with native English speakers. So I believed in this, and I am now writing about how social networking sites could provide an avenue for people who are interested in learning a second language.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned this is your first time, not only in the United States, but first time outside of your home country, Iraq. I'm going to assume it's your first time at the United Nations as well.
Yeah.
And today you got to not only come to the United Nations, but to read your winning essay in the General Assembly. Tell us what that was like.
Oh, the United Nations, you know, United Nations for me and for many Iraqis is an icon, is a symbol. Because, you know, everybody appreciates. Sometimes people say, okay, United Nations was the reason behind the UN sanctions during the 90s. But I believe that with the aid of the United Nations, now we have giant effort. I am aware of the United Nations mission to Iraq, which is called UNAMI, and everybody appreciate the too many efforts and activities that the United Nations is now currently doing on the humanitarian level, the political level, the government level, education, UNESCO, all these. And I think Iraq after 2003 we would not have survived without the assistance of the United Nations. So I'm now very proud, and I feel that I am indebted to this place, and I'm so, so happy to be here today.
Ahmed, thank you for speaking to us. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know, either about the Many Languages One World competition, your time here in the United States, your work?
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. I'm impressed by the fact that the United Nations and the United Nations Impact Organization, that they are very much interested in bilingualism and language learning. I am happy, because I thought that people are only interested in science and technology. I think language is very important, because without language, how can we learn science? I mean, others. And I also want to send a message to the United Nations to please keep up the great work, and please try to open more communication with more grassroots levels, like, you know, with the people, more than only with the governments and other, you know, private sector.